Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Sponsored by Virgin Mobile. We'll tell you when your phone is paid off. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
What would you do if you woke up and there was an alien in your bedroom? And we don't mean an ag science student that you met in Coppers. We mean an actual alien. That's a question not many people know the answer to.
Apart from our next guest, Daryl Sims joins us now from Texas. Daryl, how are you?
I'm fine.
Good.
Daryl, so you are, is it an investigator or an alien hunter? What's the correct term?
Well, actually, I'm an investigator. I'm a former police officer, and I worked in the Central Intelligence Agency for 2 years during the Vietnam War.
Wow. And how did you become aware of alien life?
Well, I became aware of them simply because one of them came in my room when I was 4 years old in 1952, and this was a total shock for me. I had no idea what was going on.
I mean, I can imagine that's pretty shocking. Yeah. And so you're in bed and what, you wake up and there's an alien in your room, is there?
There's an alien in my room and he's walking toward the wall. I don't realize at this time that he had just brought me back, and I became conscious at the wrong moment, I suppose, for him. And I said to myself, who is that? Well, he's going to bump into the wall. And I didn't know he was going to go through the wall. And long story short is he apparently overheard me thinking and turned around immediately and looked at me. And I heard for the first time in my own head a voice that wasn't mine. And he said, it's awake. And I realized he's talking about me.
And what did he look like?
He was very skinny and spindly. He was taller than I was because I was only four, and I couldn't understand what in the world it was. He had large black eyes that were perfectly round. They were not the Hollywood version wraparound eyes. Yeah. And he had almost no mouth, little tiny slit for a mouth, little tiny hole for a nose, and no ears.
What color was he?
I couldn't figure out what in the world it was.
What color was he?
He was a pure white color. He was not gray like the people often describe, or brown. He was actually pure white.
Wow. And I mean, did he appear multiple times, or was it the one star?
Well, he when he turned and looked at me, he was barely trying to figure out what to do with me, because I wasn't supposed to remember is what I finally figured out. And I noticed that he didn't have any clothing on. It was winter time. It was very cold. And I couldn't figure out why he had, and four year old kids would notice this where adults might not. He didn't have any genitalia. He didn't have any belly button. So I was really stunned by the whole thing.
Yes. And like, did you go out and tell your family, and what did they say?
No, I did not. The encounter took place over a few minutes, and I woke up the next morning. I was very distraught, and my parents kept asking me what was wrong, and I wouldn't answer them. I never told them. My mother's 92 years old, and I finally told her this last year.
Wow, and how does she react?
Well, she said something rather interesting. She's, you couldn't remember anything like that because you were only 4 years old. And I asked, Mom, our address was 1005 South K Street. Do you want to know the phone number? Wow. I said, I have a good memory.
Okay.
And has anyone else in your family experienced like any
something similar?
They actually have. There are three people in my family that have had these events. And all of them kept this stuff completely private until it finally came out through me. But the fact is that this phenomena happens in families. Generally, it's only one person generally in the lineage. And the fact is our statistics show that 45% of the people taken are Native American Indian or Irish or Scottish.
Wow.
Really?
Yes.
Tell them to leave the Irish lads alone, will you, Daryl? So, what I was going to ask is that you've become an investigator since, And like, so have you discovered way more, or what have you learned since you've gone kind of full time into it?
Well, I've learned a great deal more. I teach and present this information worldwide to medical, scientific, and other communities. The fact is that what we've learned is that the phenomena is much wider spread than anyone ever imagined.
Scary.
That is scary.
So,
yeah.
How many people have you met who have had the same experience as you, or have seen the same aliens as you?
Well, I have 2,000 cases worldwide, and I've spoken to tens of thousands of people over the last 40 years about this phenomena. But the most important thing, I think, is that we've actually conducted 27 surgical interventions. The last one was two of them I actually worked on in Houston, Texas. And the point is that in these events, we've found objects that were inside people that should have never been there. And the last one turned out to be extraterrestrial in origin, according to Los Alamos in New Mexico Tech University.
So do you think that aliens are coming, like, you know, to Earth to implant things on us?
The implantation process is actually quite rare.
Okay.
A lot of people think because they saw a UFO, they must be implanted. That's just not true.
Okay.
The implants are very rare.
And do you know why this is happening? Or what do you think the aliens want? And are they a danger to us? Like, should we be getting, you know, should we be defending ourselves here? If someone sees an alien in their room, should they start swinging punches at it?
Well, I didn't. But the thing is that later they came back and got my son when he was 6 years old. And that changed me from a concerned parent to an alien hunter.
Wow.
At that point. You mess with me and I can get over it. I'm a big guy. I'll figure it out. But you come after my children or other people's children, and to me, you cross the line at that point.
And what exactly happened with your own kid? Like, was he visited similar to you by the alien?
The event was similar. They often are. And I woke up about 2:30 in the morning, and I literally woke up and ran as fast as I could. But it was the exact same feeling I had when I was 4 years old. And I ran through the house. I didn't stop in my son's room because I knew he wasn't there. When I got to the kitchen area, I saw him standing there in a deep trance. He was looking out the back door window. And my wife got up at that time. She walked in and she was next to me. And she looked at him and looked at me and then looked at him. And she said, "What's going on?" And it was very embarrassing for me because I had never told her about my own events. I hoped that none of it would ever surface, but it did.
Wow. Man, like, out of all the places in the world, you know, Texas, a lot of cowboys, a lot of guns. Like, if I was an alien, I would not be landing in Texas. I'd be afraid I'd get shot, you know?
So, well, it would be advisable to land somewhere else.
Yeah. So there's been stories going out and press releases in America about that the American government has admitted to seeing UFOs, or what they call UAPs. So have you been following this one? You know, the one that looks like a Tic Tac and dropped really fast out of the sky. Have you been following this?
I have. I have been following it quite well. The fact is that the UAPs, which is just a new name for UFO, which is a new name for flying saucer, and if you're higher up in the intelligence business, they're called fast walkers or slow walkers, depending on the type of technology that the intelligence area is using. But it's still the same old phenomenon. It doesn't make a bit of difference.
And what do you think about it? Do you think that these things we're seeing are aliens, or are they, you know, they could be the Russians or the Chinese or some new technology?
For the most part, I think that the Tic Tac they're describing there, a good example, in fact, is an alien presence. The reason is because it's moving far beyond anything we can imagine. The ship, whatever it is, should be crashing. They should be, any human being inside of it theoretically should be crushed just from the G's alone. There are a lot of reasons why this stuff is not. One of the big reasons, with a good example, the Tic Tac took off when they saw it, and it zoomed off at absolutely astounding speeds with our high-speed jets there.
Wow.
And they called the main office called the jet and told them that they found the Tic Tac. He said, "Where's it at?" He said, "It's at our secret landing place, our meeting place out in the middle of the ocean. It's already waiting for you." It knew where that place was when no one else did, except a few people
that
were doing the flying.
That is scary. And Daryl, what do you think, like, the people who say aliens aren't real, you know, they're skeptic about the whole aliens thing and UFOs and everything. I mean, what would you say to those people?
Well, I do often debate them. The thing I tell them is that, you know, when they say, I said, "Well, how do you know that?" And they say, "Well, I never saw one." I said, "Okay, I never saw the Great Wall of China either, so therefore it doesn't exist."
Okay. Darren,
that logic doesn't work.
Have you ever heard of any alien cases in Ireland?
I have. There are not only alien cases, abduction and sightings and so on in Ireland, but a very good friend of mine is involved in that in Ireland too. I'll keep him out of the picture for just out of kindness. Okay. But the fact is that it does go on, and goodness sakes, I mean, with 45% of people being Native American, Indian, Irish, or Celtic, I mean, I think Ireland's probably in the picture.
Okay, Christ. Definitely in Carlow or Laois, I would say.
Yeah,
maybe
Offaly. It's wild enough down there, Daryl, I can tell you. But Daryl, what does an alien hunter do when you find an alien? Like, do you clock him? Like, do you give him a left hook? What do you do with him? Or do you talk to him? I don't know.
Drop kick him.
Well, the fact is that I look for them scientifically. I look for them medically for evidence and in stories. And in rare cases, we actually go out into the Snowmass Wilderness, which is in Colorado. And one of our abductees, who's an engineer, gets abducted there every year when he goes up on vacation. So we went up and actually tried to interact with the alien at that point. I got within 18 inches of him.
Wow.
And it was absolutely an astounding case. They're wanting to make a TV show about it.
I have to say, if your friend gets abducted every time he goes there, maybe he should go on holidays somewhere else, Darryl. You know what I mean?
Well, the fact is, since he's an engineer, he's very scientific about his approach.
Okay.
He wanted us to go with him. He said one time I went, took a friend of mine, and the friend watched him get abducted, and it just stunned him. And he saw the craft, the whole nine yards. And he said, "If I'm getting abducted up there anyway," he says, "you guys ought to be up there and help, you know, see if we can do something about it." So that's the reason we went.
Okay, well, if there's any aliens listening, please stop abducting people without their consent.
Yes, that's
I'm
what
sure
I say to
the
aliens.
There are some people who would volunteer. Hopefully the aliens are our friends.
Yes.
They might bring us new technology, new food, new music, who knows?
Who knows?
But Daryl Sims, thank you so much for joining us today, man. That's quite a story.
And you can find more...
Well, thank you so much for the interview.
Yeah, thanks a million. And you can find more of your work, Daryl, at alienhunter.org. We will be right back. Thank you so much.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.